This is Chef Creel, a local restaurant in Miami's Little Haiti neighborhood. It is here where the local community gathers to forget its problems. Yet the earthquake devastation in Haiti figures prominently in many people's minds. Vernice Azur is Chef Creel's manager.
Right about now, it's really a sad moment for me because I lost some family members and everything. I lost two brothers and one sister.
Down the street, the sentiment is the same.
To family.
Rose Dahlia has lived in the U.S. for 7 years. She says she lost family members and her house in the quake. Despite the losses, this tight-knit community is hopeful, especially now that Haitian immigrants in the United States have the opportunity to stay in the U.S. legally under temporary protected status. Carlene is one of about 68,000 Haitian immigrants in Florida expected to apply for TPS. She did not want to give her last name.
I think it's going to help a lot of people, especially me. I applied today, and I think it's going to be and benefit a lot of Haitian people.
The U.S. government approved the TPS provision shortly after the earthquake struck Haiti last month. It allows an estimated 100,000 to 200,000 Haitians believed to be living in the U.S. illegally on or before the earthquake hit to remain in this country legally for at least 18 months. Godfrey Sanfili is also from Haiti.
A lot of Haitians come here with nothing. And they feel bad, they don't know what to do, so a lot of them just end up on the street doing crimes, and that's not right. So I really think this is important for me because this is a chance for me to actually get out here and experience the United States that I was told about.
Catholic Legal Services of Miami is helping Haitian immigrants apply for temporary protected status. So far, it has helped 1,200 applicants. Executive Director Randy McGrory says many immigrants are misinformed about what TPS allows. He says one major misconception is that it allows Haitians in Haiti to join family members already in the U.S.
There is no family reunification aspect to TPS. I get that question over and over again. You know, my sister was killed in the earthquake, and her children are on the street. I heard I can bring them over. When can I do that?
Temporary protected status also does not grant residency or citizenship and disqualifies all applicants convicted of two misdemeanors or a felony. But it does allow about 30,000 Haitians who had faced deportation to remain in the United States. In Miami's Little Haiti, I'm Roxana Romero for VOA News.